What's next for transportation energy? On today's episode, Executive Director John Eichberger discusses TEI's new white paper on regulations for selective catalytic reduction, known as SCR, and diesel exhaust fluid, known as DEF, for medium and heavy-duty vehicles.
As we've said many, many times at Transportation Energy Institute, through our publications, our events, our programs and stuff, the economy of the United States runs on trucks, and trucks run on diesel fuel. One of the big concerns on the regulatory front and the public health and environmental community is the emissions that come from diesel-powered vehicles. So about 16 years ago, new regulations went into place to reduce the emissions of nitrous oxide, NOx. Criteria pollutant causes a lot of respiratory health, causes a lot of public health issues, has a lot of environmental implications. The industry on the vehicle side found the solution to reduce NOx by dramatic amount by using selective catalytic reduction systems. And those systems are an after treatment. When the vehicle is operating, the emissions come out, they come through that after treatment filter, and NOx is stripped out of the emissions. In order to keep those SCR systems functional, you need to have diesel exhaust fluid. That is a urea solution that comes in, and it basically regenerates the selective catalytic filter to make sure they continue operating effectively and efficiently. Those programs, that system, and that fuel supply is pretty ubiquitous. There's more than 100,000 outlets in the United States alone that sell diesel exhaust fluid, and almost every single new vehicle coming on the market today has SCR. Fast forward to 2026, 2025, there have been some concerns by operators that the enforcement component of those programs creates challenges for the operator. So essentially, the regulations require the vehicle manufacturers put in place a system, whereas if the supply of diesel exhaust fluid in the vehicle runs critically low, or the quality of the diesel exhaust fluid, because the quality of that mixture is very important to the ability for that catalyst to regenerate, then the vehicle has an alert. And ultimately, if it is not resurrected and not fixed in a specific amount of time, the vehicle gets derated, which means you start losing power, you start losing operation, and eventually you get to a crawl base. That has caused some concerns among operators that they haven't been able to finish their route, or their drivers got stranded, or it creates, you know, operational difficulties. Understandable. Now, earlier in 2026, EPA came out with regulations to change the derating schedule to give operators time to rectify any problems, or either get more diesel exhaust fluid or fix the sensors or whatever. But later on in the year, in July, EPA proposed regulations to really change the derating schedule. Now, TEI does not weigh in as to what the solution should be, but we got together with a group of stakeholders from engine manufacturers, truck operators and fleet operators, diesel exhaust fluid distributors and manufacturers, retailers, to take a look at what is the current state of events, state of the market in terms of SCR and DEF. With the proposed regulation of EPA, there are several questions about the operations of DEF in cold weather, operations, concerns about quality of DEF. Those things are legitimate questions. We published a paper beginning of August to clarify what the market is. Where are we? What is the market penetration of SCR? How available is DEF? What has been the experience of using DEF in cold climates? It's being used in Canada, Scandinavia, and around the world. What is the impact if you run a selective catalytic reduction system without DEF or with poor quality DEF? What are the opportunities to encourage and basically compel operators to make sure their DEF supplies are adequate to keep that SCR system running appropriately if we get rid of derating, such as audible or visual clues? We took a look at what is the impact on the SCR system if you don't run on DEF. We took a look at what's the impact on the engines since we put in DEF. And, you know, the spoiler there is DEF has, the SCR system has allowed engine manufacturers to increase the power and efficiency of the engines because you took the emissions control out of the engine and put in the after treatment system, freed up the engine to be better. So we took a look at all that stuff. Heavily cited document. It's on transportationenergy.org. Comments on the proposed rule are due August 29th. Once again, this paper is not designed to be an official comment to EPA. It is a resource for industry. So if you are interested in what's going on in selective catalytic reduction, what's going on with diesel exhaust fluid, what's going on with NOx emissions in the heavy-duty vehicle market, check out our paper. It is a market report only. It does not advocate. It just says, here's where things are. It's heavily cited. If you want to take a look at other details and other resources and scientific literature, all those are cited in there for you to take a look at, get more detail. But in a short period of time, I think it's under 10 pages, we really kind of summarize what are the critical elements affecting this market that you need to know about. And if there's components in there to help you with your comments to EPA, we encourage you to dive deep, find those resources, include the facts, the knowledge, the intelligence, so that the Environmental Protection Agency, when they make a final rule determination, can make their decision based upon facts, reality, and real market intelligence so that we get the right answer. To check it out, transportationenergy.org, download your copy today.
What's next for transportation energy is a production of the Transportation Energy Institute. Transportationenergy.org.